All right, and we're going to go ahead and deliver it over to Brother Prime. And you know, the one thing, very brief thing I want to say, but a very important thing I think is this. When we think of Brother Prime, we think of a faithful man and a praying man. And Brother Prime does call out your names in prayer, church. He's faithful to do that, and he prays quite regularly. I know, I've seen it myself. Brother Prime, are you ready, sir?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Brother Vic.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
The floor is yours. Go right ahead.
Praise the Lord, church. I pray that everybody is doing good tonight. I pray on this Friday night that your families are doing well. And you know what? We're going to get through all this. And I hope tonight that I say something that will encourage you, because that's my whole intent, is to encourage the church, encourage those that are listening tonight. I'm going to be talking about faith in the COVID-19. And I want to start this off first by giving God all the glory, because my God saved me almost 46 years ago, now filled me with His Spirit. And you know what? I'm still living for God this day. I still love Him. Have I been through some trials and problems? You bet I have. You bet I have. But I'm still here, still have the faith, still believe in God, still encouraging the church. And I thank God for all that. I want to thank my pastor and my pastor's wife. You know what? Where would we be without a good pastor and a pastor's wife? I appreciate them dearly. I want to thank Brother Vic for this opportunity and for all that he does. Good man of God. We appreciate Brother Vic. Also, want to mention my good wife. My wife, I love her dearly. She's behind me. She has, you know, encouraged me. And she put up with me for 46 years, so that's a big deal. So can the whole church say amen? Amen. I didn't hear you say it, but I believe they're saying amen tonight.
Amen.
I want to start off with prayer tonight. Guys, I don't take this lightly. I'm here to encourage the church. I love our church. I love our people. Brother Vic mentioned I pray for everybody. I was down at the church just last night. I'm going to mention a little bit more about that here in a minute or two. But I was down there, and I believe Pastor Clark, I know him good enough, and Brother Vic, I'm sure, was assisting. And I've seen all the pictures of our precious saints where you sit. And I thought that was fantastic, because I could actually see your faces. I went around, looked at majority of them, and thank God. And right now, you know, as I'm here in what I call my office, I'm sitting here, and you know what? I'm looking out, and I'm actually, you know, seeing the church and seeing you people sitting in church. And you know what? The day is coming very, very soon. We're going to be back together. We're going to be loving God. But you know what? We've got to keep the faith. And that's what I'm talking about tonight, keeping the faith, staying close to God, getting through this trial, getting through this problem. And we're going to see it happen in our lives. And we're going to, down the road, we're going to be having fellowship sometime, and we're going to be looking back and saying, hey, do you remember that when the COVID-19 pandemic came and we got through it? Yeah, I remember. That was something else. It will happen, church. It will happen. God has His hand upon us. We're the apple of His eye. We're the church, and He loves us dearly. Let's all pray right now that God would anoint this and anoint me, that I can deliver what I feel is of God tonight. Lord Jesus, I'm thankful for all that You've done. I'm thankful for the church. I'm thankful for our saints of God that are out there tonight, God, that are around their phones tonight as families and maybe some loved ones with them, God. And Lord, they want to hear something tonight. They're reaching out, God, because, God, we haven't had church like we normally have, but God, these devotions are a blessing. And God, I pray tonight, Lord, that I can be a blessing to our church, to our people, my God, that God, Your hand would be upon it. And we believe You for this, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. And everybody say amen. Amen. I'm going to start off tonight, guys. We're going to be talking about faith. I'm going to try to slow it down. Brother Stan gets kind of excited, as you know. And, you know, if the Spirit of God moves on me, hey, I'll get excited. That's just the way Brother Stan is. I'm not a preacher, but God definitely deals with me. And I'm going to try to read these scriptures and talk about it in just a normal voice tonight. But if I get with it, hey, I'm not going to ask forgiveness for that because God is here in this office of mine, and I believe his hands upon me. So I'm going to start off tonight. I got a number of verses to read, and we're going to get through this quickly. I won't be very long, but I want to read these verses. First one I'm going to read is 1 Peter 1, verses 7 and 8. Most of these scriptures, everybody knows about faith. But I want to emphasize a couple different points tonight that I feel, and hopefully this will encourage you too, that the trial of your faith, my God, are we having a trial of our faith right now, church? We are having a trial. God is putting us through something that is trying our faith, but I'm going to, let me read on this. You know what? God has his hand upon us. God is in this whole thing. You might say, you mean God is in this and I lost my job and God's in that? You know what, church? I'm going to tell you something. I've been living for God for a number of years. I lost my job twice in the years that I've been living for God. He always, oh my Lord, I feel the Holy Ghost. He always gave me a better job. More pay, better everything. So if you're not working tonight, church, if for some reason you hang in there and you believe God and you have faith in God, because if you're doing everything right, amen, God's going to bless you and take you through this whole thing, and you're going to come out on the other side better than you are right now. But if you're not doing everything right, amen, all you got to do is repent. Repent. If you say, Brother Stan, you know what, I've been missing a little bit of church. I've been, you know, not, I'm behind on my tithes and my office. Just repent. Repent because God wants to bless you. God has a amount of blessings, and he's going to give those out, and you might as well be one of them to receive it. Amen? So let me read on this. Let me start over. That the trial of your faith being much more precious than of gold. Of your faith more precious than of gold. My Lord, gold, if you notice lately, is just starting to go up like crazy because our government's just printing paper and people are getting a little concerned about it. So people are buying gold right now and the price is going up. But he says the trial of our faith is more precious than that of gold. Amen. Let me go on here. That perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, ye loved, in whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Amen. Our faith is going to be tried. And I believe this is something that God is letting happen, not just to the whole world, but to the church, to the church. He wants us, church, to look at ourselves. Amen. He wants us to take a look at ourselves and say, hey, is there somewhere in my faith that maybe I'm lacking a little bit? Because God wants to perfect us. God wants to bring that to a place, amen, that we can be used of him and be a blessing in the church. Amen. I'm going to talk about a couple things here real quick. And a trial, a couple different trials I'm going to talk about. Brother Ray, if you're listening tonight, and I believe you are, I love you dearly, you and your dear wife, been praying for you. Now, Brother Ray's been going through a trial, amen, of cancer. And you all know what we've been praying for him and everything he's been going through. But the big thing, the trial of Brother Ray that really gets to him is his foot. He can't move that foot. He's been through the chemo. He's been through all the other things, but he can't move that foot. And last night I went to the church after work, and I was down there praying. Guess who pulled up? Brother Ray and Sister Alice Church. They came up. They made their way down there because they wanted to get in the presence of God. And you know what? Brother Ray called me over, church, and he said, Brother Stan, come here and look. And he pulled off his shoe, and he said, look at my toe. And he moved his toe. Thank God. It wasn't a lot, church, but he moved it. He hasn't been able to do that. This is a trial of his faith. He's believing God, that God is going to heal him completely. And so far, nothing seemed to be going good on that foot. But there's a little bit. And where there's a little bit, we're thanking God for every little bit of it. Amen? That's one trial. The other trial I want to talk about is my children. Amen. Most of you that have been in the church for a long time know Zach and Alicia. Amen. I got two good kids, grew up in the church. They're not in the church at this time, but they will be. Church, they will be coming back. But I've been praying, and I've been praying faithfully over the years, not only for my kids, but for a lot of different ones and a lot of different things. I firmly believe that we don't need to spend all our time on our family. But anyhow, this week alone, my kids both called me and talked to me and said, "Hey, Dad, we're praying. We're praying." I'm going, my Lord, that, you know, here's a trial of my kids not being in church, and then all of a sudden, you know what, I talk to them, I pray for them. When they got a need, they call mom and dad, and we pray for them. But when they call and say, "Hey, we're praying more," you know what, if I know this virus is bad, but if it's going to save people, my God, let it happen, let it happen. I don't want to see anybody perish. I don't want to see anybody die, but you know what? If it's going to stir up the backsliders, if it's going to stir up our family members, let it come. Let it come. God knows what he is doing. Amen? Amen. I'm going to turn here because I don't want to take too long here. And I want to read another scripture. And I got a lot of things and I'm talking too much, but let me go on. And this is Romans 12. And I'm just going to go straight down to it. Instead of reading all the scriptures that I have on that, I was going to read 1 through 5, but I'm just going to go down to 3 and read the bottom of it, basically. According as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. What I want to emphasize on that, church, you have faith. God has given every man, every woman, a measure of faith. You've got a measure of faith according to the word. So all you got to do is exercise what I call exercise and use that faith. And when you exercise and use that faith is going to grow just the same way as if you exercise to lose weight or to tone your body up. There's going to be results. That's the same thing we got to do with faith. And you say, "How do you do that, Brother Stan?" You start off with small things. You start off, "Hey, God, you know what? I'm going to believe you today, God, that you're going to take care of this need." Whatever the need might be, you mention it to God. And when that need is met and God meets it, you thank God for that. That is that measure being used so that you can build it up. Amen. And see it even get greater. And expand in your life and be used in a mighty, mighty way. But anyhow, I wanted to emphasize on that. You've got a measure of faith. Amen. Every one of us got a measure of faith. Get this. Faith is so important to God. So important to God that you had to have it before you received the Holy Ghost. Imagine that. Faith won't get you to heaven, but faith will get you the Holy Ghost, which will get you to heaven. Man, that's big. That's big. Think of that, guys. Think of that. If you got the Holy Ghost, you got faith. Just because you're wavering a little bit because of circumstances of life, amen, you can get over that. You can get over that. Amen. I'm going to read, let's see here, Romans 11:29. For the gifts and the calling of God are without repentance. Amen. Listen to that. For the gifts. And the calling. I'm not talking about a preacher right now. I'm not talking about a calling in the ministry. What I'm talking about is the gift of the Holy Ghost. God didn't give out the gift of the Holy Ghost for us to fail, for us to be frightened, for us to worry about things of life. He gave us the Holy Ghost because the Holy Ghost is total in everything, church, that we need in order to live for God successfully and to make heaven our home. We have to believe the word of God. We've got to believe that for the gifts and the calling of God are without repentance. God didn't give it to you because he expects you to fail down the road. That's not how God works. He gave it to you because he knows by faith you're going to make it if you exercise and use that faith. Amen? Amen. Romans 10:17. So then faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Now, we've heard this. A lot of these are scriptures we hear all the time, but I want you to realize this. Read that scripture over after I'm done tonight and read it over. But I want you to realize it's not just by hearing the word of God from the man of God. When you read the word of God, when you open your Bible, I want you to try this. Read out loud. Read out loud so that you hear the word that you're reading, and that will build your faith up. My God, it works. It works, church. It works. All you have to do is realize we get a little lazy and we want to read with our eyes, and that's fine and dandy sometimes. But it says here, so faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So read out loud. Listen to that word. Amen. It's going to come and bless you and touch you. Here's another thing I want to say. Faith is an everyday thing. This is how Brother Sam, I'm just giving you examples of me because I don't know how everybody else does it, but this is how I do it. I'm going to live in faith. I'm going to speak faith. And I'm going to think faith. Now, you're saying to yourself, okay, living in faith, what do? I'm trusting God. I'm believing God for whatever that need is. I'm living day to day because God has given me faith. And without faith, it's impossible to please God. You've got to have faith. We've got to keep the faith. Even though the coronavirus is going around right now, we still got to realize that God let that come our way, and his hand is upon the church, his hand is upon our lives, and no matter what comes our way, I'm going to have faith, you're going to have faith to believe God's going to take us through this. It's his will that this happens. It's not our will, but it's his will and God's will. He knows what's best for us. Amen. Speak in faith. We need to encourage each other with speaking faith. And you just need to talk to everybody and speak faith all you can do. Hey, we're going to get through this. Hey, God's going to bless you. God's going to give you a better job. Whatever it is, church, let's encourage each other. Speaking, texting, phone calls, whatever we have to do, church, to encourage each other in faith, And then the other one is thinking. Now, you say, Brother Stan, what's thinking faith? This is Brother Stan's way. Guys, I call it daydream. I daydream about what God's going to do in our church. I think about it all the time. God, you're going to heal so-and-so. I believe that with all. This is how my mind runs. Sure, I do my job. Don't get me wrong, guys. I'm not just, you know, lollygagging around in life and just thinking these things. But you know what? It's a training. A lot of living for God is a training. And so what I do is I practice thinking of faith, thinking, hey, bless brother so-and-so. I know they're going through a time right now. And I'm thinking that constantly so that, you know what? My life all day long, I'm going to live it, I'm going to speak it, and I'm going to think it. Amen? Amen. I want to go on to the next one here, is 2 Corinthians 13 and 5. Examine yourselves whether you be in the faith. This is another powerful one. Are we in the faith right now as a church? Are you as an individual in the faith right now? You as a family, amen. Are we kind of, you know, letting things get away from us and kind of bothering us where our faith is down and out? Yeah, it comes periodically, and I know that. That's why we have the brothers and the sisters. That's why we got the body of Christ to encourage each other when we're down and out. But I want you to examine yourself. Think about this, church. Examine yourself whether you be in the faith. Amen. If you're in the faith, then you're going to understand what God is doing. Amen. I'm not going to say you're going to be on the mountaintop every day. No, that's wrong. It ain't going to happen, and I realize that. But if you're in the faith, even though you're in the valley and you're going through some tough times and whatever you can think of and you're going through, you're going to say, my Lord, God's hand's upon me. I don't know what's going on, but God knows what's best for me. That's what faith is. That's believing God no matter what you're going through. That's what we need to do as individuals, as families, and as a church body. I'm going to believe God for that, for whatever he has to do. And then I'm going to go to Luke 18, 7 and 8. Amen. I'm turning that way right now. Let me get my glasses on here. And Luke 18, 7 and 8. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. You know what? The church is crying out right now. We're crying out. There's some things going on. God help us. He's going to avenge us speedily. Speedily. Amen. God, this is his word. This is his word. He's going to take care of us. He's going to, guys, we're his children, church. We're his children. But let me get into the rest of this. I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Now, I don't think that thing was just put in there. That scripture was put in there for no reason. Amen? I don't believe that one bit. Why would God put that scripture in there? When he comes, is he going to find faith on this earth? You know what? I read just a couple minutes ago, examine yourself. You know what, church? We're going to have faith. We're going to examine ourselves. We're going to say, God, when we pray, God, if my faith is lacking, if I'm letting doubt, fear, and unbelief come into my life and steal my faith, which is the opposite of faith, unbelief and doubt and fear, amen, then we say to God, God, forgive me. Help me with it. Examine ourselves. Go to God. If we know something we're doing is not right, ask forgiveness. That's what repentance is for, church, is to ask forgiveness. We need to have our faith right now sharper than any knife that you've ever owned, able to slice through all fear, doubt, and unbelief, able to slice through the things that are coming against us as a church, even though we can't assemble ourselves together, church. Amen. We're still building a church. We're still building a church. Our church is spread out to many households now. We're praying. We're fasting. We've got a church in our own home. Right here at my own house is an extension of the church, just like your household right now. And you gathered around the phone. You are an extension of the church. And amen. This is good, guys. This is good. I know everybody's saying, well, some things, when are we going to get out of all that? We will in due time. But let's take advantage of this time, church. Let's take advantage of this time and just begin to talk to God and say, God, you know what? I can't do a whole lot right now because, you know, the social distancing, staying away from, staying, you know, isolated, all the different things they call it, all these new words and terms. So, God, I might as well dig in a little bit. And Lord, get that faith sharper than it's ever been in my life, able to cut through any doubt, fear, and unbelief, able to cut through anything that comes my way. And God, and church, it's not just for you. It's not just for you. It's for our brothers and our sisters in the church that are weak in the faith or weak in the spirit. That's why we are a body of Christ. Amen. We're here to help each other. This is not an individual thing right at this time. Sure, we have to be responsible for ourselves. And yes, I'm going to make heaven and I'm going to pray for myself. Don't get me wrong there. But you know what? We need to help our brothers that are weak. We need to help our sisters that might not quite understand everything right at this time. And when we begin to do that, God's blessings are going to roll out upon our church like it's never been before. And I believe that with all my heart, church. And you know what? My last little thing I'm going to say, and then I'm going to turn it back to Brother Vic. You know, we sing that song. Amen. Brother Stan is not a singer, man. I'm not a preacher. I just do what God gives me. But that song, Faith, 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 just a little bit of faith. And church, think about it. It's not a whole lot. You know, people say, man, Lord, give me more faith. I don't believe you need more faith. What I believe you need to do is use your faith to the ability that God has made out of it. We've got the faith. You had enough faith to get the Holy Ghost, the greatest gift in the world, the greatest thing that could ever happen to a man or woman. Let's just begin to exercise that faith on a daily basis that we can begin to see as we come together here soon, church, soon. We're going to come together again and be able to worship together, be able to praise God together, be able to fellowship together. Amen. Let's do it in Jesus' name. Amen. I pray all of you have a great night. I hope this inspired you. I hope you're encouraged, because that's what I wanted to do, was encourage you tonight. In Jesus' name I pray. Brother Vic.
Thank you, Brother Prime. You know, church, I want you to know, before the devotion tonight, I spoke to Brother Prime, and he told me in a very serious voice, you know, Brother Vic, I feel like I heard from the Lord today. I have the will of God for tonight, and it's going to be a little different. And when he said that, I felt something. I felt something in the Holy Ghost. Wow, I feel like something special is going to happen tonight, and that's exactly what happened tonight, church. Brother Prime, we are so thankful. I love how Brother Prime simplifies things. Well, what a simple message of faith, but what a powerful message of faith, church. I hope you grasped a hold of it. You got a hold of this tonight. And once again, thank you, Brother Prime, for that voice of faithfulness and for that voice of experience tonight. I also want to quickly add, Brother Prime mentioned Ray and Alice Smith, and I was actually with them earlier today, and I just want to give everyone a good report, a testimony. Brother Ray is doing very good. It seems like every time we go and see him, he's getting stronger. He's more agile. He's got that little sense of humor about him. Wow. You know, he just keeps getting better and better every week. So what a powerful thing that's happening there. Praise God. And lastly, I need to give honor. We need to give honor where honor is due. Brother Prime mentioned it. Pastor Clark mentioned it about those pictures we see in the sanctuary. From what I've heard, a little birdie told us that Sister Cindy, Krista, Misha, and Tony are the instigators. They are the cause for these great pictures that we're seeing in the church on the benches and on the pews. So what a great thing that's happening there. And before we close with prayer, we just got a message from Sister Clark, who is going to be giving our morning manna devotion. She wants everyone to know that the theme tomorrow will be about laughter does good like a medicine. Going to have to do with laughter. So get ready, folks, for tomorrow morning at 10:15 a.m. She also wants us to know that there will be prizes for all ages. She's going to be giving out prizes for all ages. I don't know what it is, how it's going to happen, but now we are in suspense. So please join us tomorrow at 10:15 a.m. with Sister Clark. It's going to be a special devotion tomorrow morning. You know what, church? Boy, we're feeling the anointing. We're feeling something. We're feeling a joy and a peace. Why don't we just close with prayer tonight? Let's all just lift up our voices and lift up our faith, like Brother Prime talked about. Let's do that right now. Lord Jesus, we thank you for this great anointed word that we heard from our own Elder Prime. Lord Jesus, we thank you for him, the model, the example that he is. Help us, Lord, to take that same faith and to take that same prayer, that faithful prayer like Brother Prime has, and help us, Lord God, to begin to dig deeper, Lord Jesus, especially in this time of trial that we're going through. In the name of Jesus, we pray, and everyone said amen. Well, church, once again, we'll see you tomorrow morning at 10:15 a.m. We won't dismiss. We're just going to reconnect here tomorrow morning. Praise God. And continue to pray faithfully. Amen.